This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
NIMBY is an acronym for Not In My Backyard, and it's used to describe a person who objects to something they perceive as unpleasant or potentially dangerous in their own neighborhood. YIMBY, or Yes In My Backyard, is a lesser-known antonym to NIMBY. The term YIMBY first emerged in the late 1980s, and it's used to describe people who understand the value of addressing social issues like homelessness, addictions, and mental illness in a proactive and positive way. People who are YIMBYs actively welcome new projects and people into their neighborhoods. Vancouver's Pivot Legal Society has launched a Yes in My Backyard toolkit for people who want to welcome potentially controversial projects, including homeless shelters, to their neighborhoods. We speak with Darcy Bennett, Campaigns Director with Pivot Legal Society.
And welcome to People First Radio, Darcy.
Hi there.
Darcy, what need is Pivot Legal responding to in issuing the YIMBY toolkit?
Our interest in the idea of YIMBYism and actually even looking at NIMBYism really came out of an experience here in Vancouver going back a couple of years to when the city government started to introduce heat shelters. So those were cold weather shelters that went up all around the city to try and make sure that there was nobody out on the street. And it was something that we'd been pushing for years. And you know, suddenly we had the provincial funding, we had the city on board, and then we were dealing with significant backlash from communities where these shelters had gone up, and it wasn't really something that we were expecting. And in the end, a couple of those shelters actually ended up closing early. So we started to sort of explore that phenomena, and a lot of the arguments we were hearing about the shelters and why they should be closed, we saw that cities across North America had dealt with very, very similar arguments, and that there was also a lot of groups who had worked hard to mobilize a response to that, and that's where this phenomenon of YIMBYism came out of. And so we thought that there was a need for that in Vancouver. We looked around and we saw that there were toolkits that other regions had done for people in their communities, but we felt like Vancouver had a couple of really specific needs. One of those needs was that our political system is a little different than cities like Toronto, so that was the other Canadian example, in that we don't have a ward system. But the other was that our city council was very supportive, and we were really looking at changing attitudes among neighbors. And so our toolkit focuses on service providers and what they can do to try and get communities on board early on in the project phase, but also what individuals can do. Oftentimes, people who are supportive of projects don't speak out. It's people who have concerns that kind of come together and mobilize people. So this kit really encourages people just to find simple ways that they can get involved, ways that they can have what might be difficult or uncomfortable conversations with their neighbors in a really productive way.
Tell us more about the concept of a right to housing, which is also touched on in the manual.
In Canada, we don't have an established right to housing, but what we do have is human rights laws that prevent people from being excluded from living in particular neighborhoods for all kinds of reasons, including disability, source of income. And so we definitely try and bring a real human rights frame to the discussion around homeless shelters, but all kinds of services that service people who may have disabilities, like mental health issues or addictions. And try it by bringing that frame, sort of take it out of a sort of moralistic or us or them argument and really talk about the rights that all of us have. And being a legal organization, when we started this project, we were obviously focused on those sort of legal arguments around human rights violations. When we started to talk to groups that had tried to put projects in and dealt with sort of NIMBY pressures, what we really came to realize is that dialogue is so important. So not moving to the legal right away, but really trying to have conversations and give people an opportunity to feel like they're part of the discussion and that they're a part of designing this project for other people in their community.
Mm-hmm.
This is CHLY.ca, CHLY 101.7 FM. You're listening to People First Radio.
The term NIMBYism has been around a long time, and it means to take a defensive position against a planned project in your community. It can be applied to a broad range of projects, from community gardens and needle boxes to group homes for the disabled and shelters for the homeless. Vancouver's Pivot Legal Society has launched a Yes in My Backyard, or YIMBY, toolkit for people who want to welcome potentially controversial projects, including homeless shelters, to their neighborhoods. Pivot says that saying yes in my backyard means saying yes to accepting our community's collective responsibility to make our shared space welcoming to everyone. We're speaking with Darcy Bennett, campaigns director with Pivot Legal Society.
Darcy, the YIMBY toolkit was developed through the collaboration of shelter providers and advocacy groups. Tell us more about the process that was used.
What we wanted to do when we got started was really make it concrete for people. What is it actually like to go through this process? So one of the first things we did was actually go and talk to the planning department at the city. And because we tried to sort of wade through their website and figure out how you might go about intervening in a project and getting involved, and it was hard. So one thing we really wanted to do was clarify that process for people. But we also wanted to know what's it been like for organizations who have gone through and also this, and also what could have they used from people who were supportive. And people were really happy to talk about that and to talk about what they would have liked, because oftentimes once the project was finished and they talked to people, they realized there was a lot more support for their projects than they thought. But most service providers also recognized things they could have done better. So, for example, we talked to a number of organizations who had sort of gone in with the singular focus that this project is so needed that you know, there couldn't be any disagreement with that, and we just need to go in and we need to do it. But the amount of misinformation and maybe miscommunication and mistrust that built in communities really polarized people. And oftentimes what came out as potentially feeling really negative towards their clients, when they actually sat down and talked about it, they realized that there was a lot of common ground, and that actually a lot of the neighbors had suggestions that could make the project stronger for them. So working with service providers, we really got a strong sense of what it is you should do going in when you're thinking about a project. And really it comes down to consulting as often as possible and as widely as possible. So the city has particular guidelines around people in the immediate vicinity, and everyone's suggestion was really go wider and make yourself available. Make sure that neighbors who are concerned in the community know there's an individual that they can call and talk to and that they can be heard, because that's a really important piece. But what we also really got from advocates and service providers was what would be helpful to them. And oftentimes it's just knowing that there is support and that they're not alone in doing this, that there's someone they can call who will come out to a public consultation or respond to a story in the media with a letter to the editor. And our kit is filled with tips to make that easy for people. So we've got contact information, we've got template letters, we've got a brochure that people can give to neighbors, maybe if they're on a PTA or part of a residence association or a strata, to sort of talk to their neighbors and start that dialogue.
Darcy, we just have a couple of moments left in our discussion today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just the toolkit is available on our website at www.pivotlegal.org. It's free to download. It's a pretty interesting read. There's a little bit about the history of NIMBYism and the YIMBY movement, and we welcome everybody to take a look at that.
Darcy, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
Darcy Bennett is the campaigns director with the Vancouver-based Pivot Legal Society. You can find them online and also download a PDF copy of the YIMBY toolkit at pivotlegal.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.